Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on June 30th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. When it comes to the backlog of cases clogging Ontario's civil courts, the COVID-19 pandemic only hastened what was already becoming a problem. But it's now getting that much closer to the backlog becoming an access to justice issue, says Ontario Bar Association President Kelly McDermott. That's why the OBA recently held sessions with its members to pinpoint short and longer term solutions to reducing the backlog. McDermott says the backlog has reached the point that there are some real impediments to access to justice in the civil system. So the aim of the webinars was to bring together lawyers and provide a place for action to happen.
The intent, like I said, is to then go through those ideas, really critically analyze them and see which ones we think are the most reliable, which ones we can make the most immediate impact, which ones could be made without a ton of red tape. And then we are going to start our advocacy with our judicial and government partners.
The Good Governance Coalition may have swept the 2023 Law Society Ontario bencher election, but the full stop slate that also ran for office has recently gained a voice as benchers, thanks to vacancies created by the appointment of some key benchers to the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. Murray Klippenstein was elected as bencher to fill the vacancy created by the appointment of John Callaghan as a judge of the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, and Robert Adurian was elected as bencher to fill the vacancy created by the appointment of Catherine Rhinelander as a judge of the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. Both are members of the Full Stop group. This follows Howard Levitt, another member of the Full Stop slate, being named a bencher following the appointment of Julia Shin Doi to the Superior Court of Justice. Klippenstein says being named a bencher again will allow him to pursue his lawsuit against the LSO over the release of internal documents related to the regulator's equity, diversity and inclusion initiatives.
My lawsuit against the Law Society, which I consider to be incredibly unfortunate, is legally based on my rights as a director of the Law Society Corporation and a bencher.
Some of the documents that Klippenstein seeks are related to a survey executed in 2013 by Stratcom Communications, which informed a working group studying the challenges faced by racialized licensees and led to a report and recommendations the LSO later voted to adopt. The LSO then developed a policy paper called Working Together for Change, Strategies to Address Issues of Systemic Racism in the Legal Professions Working Group Final Report. The report included 13 recommendations, including that the LSO require every licensee to adopt and abide by a statement of principles acknowledging their obligation to promote equity, diversity and inclusion generally and in their behaviour towards colleagues, employees, clients and the public. Klippenstein was part of the Stop SOP slate, the precursor to Full Stop, which ran on a platform promising to eliminate the statement of principles, which Convocation repealed in 2019.
I want to see the original survey data because, frankly, I smell smoke and I want to see if there's fire.
Canadian lawyer recently spoke with Peter Feldberg, firm managing partner at Fasken, about managing one of Canada's largest law firms.
If we're not the largest firm in Canada by the number of lawyers, we're one of the, you know, largest firms. And that we are leaning in on, in the sense that we have a very broad range of practices. We think we have the broadest range of specialties in the country, or at least one of them. The size, the breadth of practices enables us to look at new areas of practice, new industries, and make some, you know, significant bets, I could call them, lean into new areas. And, you know, when I think of that, I think of sustainability, I think of infrastructure, private equity, and obviously technology for us too. So those are, you know, if I can, we have a pretty entrepreneurial firm. So a lot of that bubbles up from below, and management's job is to identify those areas which are showing the best growth and leaning into it. And our size gives us an advantage there.
Feldberg also spoke about the culture of the firm and what it offers new recruits.
One of the things we focus on is our practice and professional development programming, because that's important to attracting talent. Our education programs, we have programs for legal skills, to make our people tech savvy, knowledgeable about business, client service, and diversity. So we have programs that focus on all of that. Something's working. We're a Forbes Best Employer for 2023, so something's working there. We have formal mentorship programs. I mentioned the EDI program that we have that we're taking quite you know, that's a very senior position. And it's, from a strategic perspective, it's a very database strategy, you know, which is designed to get us to up good place. And the other thing we emphasize with people is whenever we do surveys of our firm, you know, and say, why are you here? The first answer we get is because we like the people that we work with. It's really that simple.
Feldberg is a judge at this year's Lexpert Rising Stars Awards, honoring leading lawyers under 40 from law firms, in-house departments and other practices. Nominations are open until July 7th. Winners will be announced on November 23rd. It would seem appropriate that Bennett Jones LLP partner Will Osler is now president and chair of the Calgary Stampede, the annual event that turns the whole town cowboy for 10 days, this year starting July 7th. After all, Bennett Jones's co-founder, R.B. Bennett, later a Prime Minister of Canada, helped secure the future of the greatest outdoor show on earth when it ran into financial difficulty in the 1920s. Bennett acquired the land in 1922, gifting it to the City of Calgary on the condition that the city leases it back to the Stampede. The move helped put the organization on a firmer financial footing, and Bennett and the firm handled the legal work. To this day, Bennett Jones remains the Stampede's principal legal advisor, and the connection between the firm and Calgary's biggest cultural event continues. Here's Will Osler.
I really like to think of the Calgary Stampede and Bennett Jones as having grown up together in many ways, because Calgary was a very different place over 100 years ago. They're still here. We're still here. Both organizations have grown a lot. They've changed a lot. They have had, you know, remarkable success and are now both national and international brands.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.